Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival and Alicia nella Città. And today I'm with Grant Wells and Brad Emery, respectively director and producer of The Road Within, screening here at Alicia. So welcome, guys. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you. Glad to be here.
So if I'm not wrong, Grant, you are being a producer, you're a scriptwriter, but this is your first time directing.
Yes, my directorial debut, and I couldn't be happier with it.
So how come you decided to start directing?
Because I like being in charge.
True.
Not gonna lie. It's actually about seeing a vision through. When you write a script, especially a feature in America, you give it to the director and you rarely have anything to do with it from then on because it's a director's medium. And sometimes it's soul-crushing to see them change things that meant a lot to you. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse, but it's just it's different. So this way, I knew it was the only way to see my vision through the whole way.
Is it true that this is kind of like it's based on a German award winner, like Vincent Wants to See?
Correct, yes. I saw the trailer online, optioned it off the trailer, just because I knew that if they could put that much heart and humor into 2 minutes, that the movie had to be amazing. And by the time we wrote the check, because Brett and I optioned it together, we had seen the film, and the film is beautiful. The one thing that I wanted to do differently is I wanted to go deeper into the characters and the disorders. I suffered from anorexia growing up, and so I wanted to bring a bit more authenticity to it. But they did an extraordinary job on the original.
Yes, you cast Zoe Kravitz, Deb Patel that we saw, we know from The Millionaire, and Robert Sheehan. And they play the a guy with Tourette syndrome, an OCD germaphobe, and an anorexic. And what I loved about the film is that they... Like, normally, sometimes when you're watching, especially coming-of-age films, and you're watching people with some illnesses or disease or mental disorders, you sort of get this happy ending that it's a fake. I mean, obviously, through sharing something together, living an experience, as in this case, something changes eventually. But something starts to change, and not, and some other films you suddenly see people, I don't know, they're cured. Like I saw, like I think it was inspired by this film as well. In Italy they did it, and suddenly the OCD germaphobe guy turns ends up having sex with this girl. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know, I'm not an expert, I haven't done this research, but it would never happen, not so quickly at least.
Right. My whole thing is I wanted them to take a step. Not be cured, but they took a step. The next day, they're going to take 2 steps backwards. Because if you imagine Alex, the character that Deb plays, checking into a hotel, he's going to lose his mind. So, you know, that's why I say they take a step forward that one day. But tomorrow's going to be a shit show.
Brent, from what I heard, you optioned this project since the beginning. So what made you to decide?
Well, there's an easy answer and a longer answer. One, it's my Grant's my wife, so she's the boss. But no, when we optioned it together, and I think when we saw the trailer, and I do a bit of work in Germany, it was something special. You could tell right away. So surprisingly, it was not under option for an American company. I knew something, knowing Gren, she does have a lot of similarities to all of the characters. I won't say which similarities. She has a mouth on her, I will say that. I knew it was a perfect film for her. So we did it right away, and the company, our partners in Germany, were great about it. It was really a wonderful experience to start, so...
So I was thinking, yeah, you obviously done a lot of research, and from what I'm hearing, you know how you want things to be. So what kind of director are you? How did you work with the actors?
That was one of the requirements, because in order for the disorders to be authentic, especially Robbie having to change his accent to play an American, he can't be thinking about his accent, the ticking, the swearing, the, all of that all at the same time. So I said, I need you for 6 months. And he did it. He gave me 6 months of his life to rehearse for this role, which is unheard of in, yeah. in Hollywood. You're lucky if you get a week rehearsing with the actors. And same thing with Dev and Zoe. They came on board 3 months out and rehearsed day in, day out to make sure that the authenticity was there. And I think that's what speaks volumes about their performances, is it, that's why it seems so authentic, is because they were living it by that point. They understood their characters better than I did, and I wrote them. Yeah. So my hat's off to them. And Robert Patrick and Kira Sedgwick as well. They're just masters of their trade. So I was incredibly lucky.
What do you think and what do you expect from this Roman audience? But still, what do you think about showing it to, let's say, the right target for that film?
I am so excited to hear what they think in the Q&A afterwards. This is only the second time it's ever been shown publicly. So we got an incredible response the first time. We sold it that night that we premiered in Los Angeles to a domestic distributor. But I think the movie plays so well for the younger generation because it speaks to them. So many times I feel like adults look down on children or kids, I should say, and teenagers, what have you, and they think that they don't know what they're talking about. But they do. They just don't, may not have the ability to verbalize how, you know, their feelings, because there's so much stuff going on inside them and emotions and hormones and all of that. And especially these three characters, the reason I think they speak to people, you don't have to have Tourette's, OCD, or anorexia to relate to the fact that they want to be heard and they want to stand on their own 2 feet, and people aren't letting them. People keep discounting them. And they're trying to stand up and say, no, we matter.
Here's a question that I've been asking. I find myself asking to your colleagues, the directors that came here to show their film. And most of the film they showed were coming of age films. At least they were obviously treating teenagers stuff. And what I asked them is that to do a successful film, to write a good story, a good coming of age story, do you think that the secret is to always keep like a connection, remember how it felt like to be a teenager?
Absolutely. Part of it, you never lose that feeling. Sometimes you always feel like an outsider. If you go to a party where you don't know people, I revert back to high school in a second. And, you know, I was the dork in the corner who had no friends, who just watched people. So I think that as long as you tap into that feeling, and I think a lot of people in the arts go into the arts because they have that feeling, if you stay true to that, then you'll have that authenticity in the film.
So what's next for you? Do you plan to shoot something else? And now that you're working so good together, besides, yeah, as I told you before I started the interview, I really envy you because I could never do that. So, it would be difficult for me anyway. So what are your plans?
I just sold a pilot, a TV pilot, to Bravo. They're doing a scripted TV now. So I have to write that. I'm working with Sharon Osbourne on that from the famous Osbourne family. And that is a hoot because we both have mouths on us. And I'm writing my next feature to direct. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but it's similar in the tone of you laugh, you cry, you go along a ride with the characters. There's no explosions. You know, not going there, at least not yet.
You laugh, you cry. That's how life is.
Exactly. Yeah, so I just wrapped a movie on the Stanford Prison Experiment. It was a famous study from 1971 at Stanford University, where a professor converted the basement of the psychology department into a mock prison. So with some classrooms, he took off the doors, made them bars, like a prison, and with a coin, flipped a coin, and between 20 kids, 10 became guards and 10 became prisoners. And he filmed it to see what would happen, with catastrophic results. it was pretty bad. So it was supposed to last 2 weeks. It was shut down after 6 days because the levels of sort of sadism and cruelty were so beyond what he could actually keep going. In reality, and it's all based in truth, we're partnered with Stanford University and the professor who actually created the experiment. And we have a great cast. It's an amazing director named Kyle Alvarez, a young director. And then we have Ezra Miller, Ty Sheridan, Michael Angarano, Nick Braun, Ki Hong Lee. We have, you know, Johnny Simmons. We have an amazing cast. And, you know, for Alice in the City, it's great, too, because it's, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it next year, but it's, you know, 20 kids between, I think the youngest was 17 to 22. So it was,
all young hot boys.
they were great to work. It was amazing to work with. Billy Crudup, Olivia Thirlby, Nelson Ellis from True Blood. It was great. And Kyle Alvarez is, you know, great young director as well. So
I'm so glad to be a media partner of Alicia nella Città, so that I can be there next year.
Yes, and I'm so proud of him for that. He's been working on that film for 13 years, and he just finally got it done.
Yeah, it seems like very interesting. At the same time, challenging.
It is, but like The Road Within, you know, it remarkably fast for 2 years to get it done. I mean, from when we optioned it to when we were before in front of cameras, it was relatively quick. Gren's script. The great thing about our partners, our producing partners and financing partners, they love Gren as a writer, so they trusted her. And the notes they had were just, I mean, really minimal. They really trusted her vision, and they knew what she wanted. And you know, it was great. From the first day on set, Gren was literally the most prepared person of anyone there. And even our AD was like, I've never met a director as well prepared as you. Even her first film. So I'm a little frightened for the second one. Having to keep up with her. So it's good.
Thank you, guys. So good luck with this film and your future projects. I'm really sure I'm going to meet you again.
I hope so.
Yeah,
thank you.
I hope so. Thanks a lot.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome International Film Festival, Alicia nella Città, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.